Let us read from God's holy word, from the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 45. Isaiah chapter 45. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee, and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, and cut the in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness, and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioneth it, what makest thou? Or thy work, he hath no hands. Woe unto him that saith unto his father, what begettest thou? Or to the woman, what hast thou brought forth? Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. I have made the earth, and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city, and he shall let go my captives. Not for price nor reward, saith the Lord of hosts. Thus saith the Lord, the labour of Egypt, and the merchandise of Ethiopia, and of the Sabines, men of stature, shall come over unto thee, and they shall be thine. They shall come after thee, in chains they shall come over, and they shall fall down unto thee. They shall make supplication unto thee, saying, surely God is in thee, and there is none else, there is no God. Verily thou art a God that hidest thyself, O God of Israel, the Saviour. They shall be ashamed, and also confounded, all of them. They shall go to confusion, together that are makers of idols. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord, with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. For thus saith the Lord, that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret, in the dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness, and declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come, draw near together. Ye that are escaped of the nations, they have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image, and pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell ye, and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me. A just God, and a Saviour, there is none beside me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength, even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified, and shall glory. It's unusual for me to read the whole chapter. We mostly read only a few verses, but this seemed to so rest upon me at this chapter, thinking of the commencement of this new year. There are a few things I just briefly name. Firstly, what a mercy we have, the God of heaven as our God and in control of all things. We read so many times throughout this chapter, I am the Lord and there's none else. And what a mercy with all the things that are going on in the earth, the fires in Australia, the floods in many other places of the earth. These things are all in the hands of the eternal God. They are solemn judgments which he has sent forth. But secondly, what led me really to this chapter was this. Thinking of the coming year, and none of us know what we will have to walk through. But the wonderful mercy is this, it's all in the Lord's hands. We sing in one of the hymns, don't we? All events at his command. Now in this chapter, the Lord had wonderfully raised up Cyrus, who was a beautiful type of the Lord Jesus. He was to be the means of delivering the children of Israel from bondage and from Babylon, from captivity. And we find here how wonderfully, if you read the chapter again very closely, you'll see how the Lord was to use him. And we read in the commencing verse, thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. But it was this second verse that so rested upon one, and I just want to bring it before you. He says here, I will go before thee. And I felt as we ventured into this new year, how we need in so many ways the Lord to go before us. We have some beautiful promises, don't we, of the Lord going before his dear people. You think of that wonderful word the Lord spoke through Moses to Joshua. The Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And as he was to go before Cyrus in delivering the people and appearing for them in all their need, as a beautiful type of the Lord Jesus, he says, I will go before thee. And may that be of sweet comfort to your heart and mine. The Lord going before. I've often spoken about the sheep, you know, in the east. And I remember Mr. Warboys coming back from Israel and bringing back photos of the shepherds always going before the sheep. They never drive their sheep. They always go before them. And Jesus took up that blessed theme, didn't he? When he says, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. So he knows exactly what the sheep have got to go through because he goes before. He sees the dangers. He sees the places where they're likely to fall. He sees the places where there are green pastures. And he can lead them into those places as he goes before them. And into seasons of real prosperity in our souls, do we not need it? And throughout Zion. And I will go before thee. It's a personal word, you see. But then he says, and of course many sermons could be preached on it, what he will do as he goes before his dear people and make the crooked places straight. There may be those of you tonight, you think as you think of the new year, there are many crooked places. I remember preaching from this New Year's service at Ashwell many years ago now, must be 30 years ago. And you know, it was such a good word to me. There were many crooked things in the pathway and concerning the church and so on. In providence. And the Lord said, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. And you know, as we ventured into that year, the Lord wonderfully made the things that seemed so crooked straight. I couldn't do it. Man couldn't do it. But the Lord can. And you think in providence, think in your soul, think in the pathway. Think of the churches, so many crooked things throughout Zion. We cannot fathom them out or make them straight, but the Lord can. We have, of course, that beautiful word in the 42nd chapter. And I just remind you of it. What does he say? And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. And I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them. And then listen. And crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them. And not forsake them. So that's one thing as he goes before you. May you see him make the crooked things straight. And then he says, and I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Now I understand, looking at the history of this concerning Babylon, the city that they were kept captive in had 25 gates of brass on each side of it. So there was 100 gates of brass. And the Lord said, here I will break in pieces the gates of brass. And why was it? To let the people free. To loose them from their captivity. And the Lord was to break them. And this is what he was to do as he goes before them and before Cyrus in delivering the people. I will break. And there may be many gates and hindrances that you may have in the pathway. But you see, when he breaks the gates of brass down that man couldn't do, he can do it in a moment. And here he's promised to do it. And cut in sunder the bars of iron. There were many bars, you see, to keep them secure. The enemies were using these things. But the Lord was to overcome them all and set his people free. May it be a year when there are those set free and liberated. I was talking to dear Mr. Decker in Canada yesterday and we were rejoiced. There are two the Lord has so liberated that they are unable to and hope to be baptized next Thursday. And oh, may we see in 2020 those that are bound by sin, bound by Satan, bound by unbelief, set free, that the Lord would whisper those words that he did when Lazarus came forth from the tomb, loose him and let him go. Well, I'll leave the chapter for your prayerful meditation. You see, the final thing is this. As I began by speaking about the Lord being the only true God, he says here, I am the Lord and there's none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. And oh, may he rule in our hearts and in our pathways, and may we see him going before us. There's this one point comes which I will just briefly name, and I must leave it, but you know, if he's going before us, it's like the sheep. If they, when the shepherd goes before them, they have to keep their eyes on the shepherd, to follow him, to go where he leads them. And, you know, we need faith, don't we? To obey what the hymn writer said, the Lord speaking, always keeping Christ in view, and he will bring you safely through. Well, may the Lord grant it, and may he bless the word to us. I've only scratched the surface of it.